It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. If I go to a Wikipedia page and click edit, I see a wall of programming code. And my immediate response is, I don't want to edit this article or add anything to it. I want to get out of here. And I'm not the only one that feels that way. Readers are pouring into Wikipedia, but the number of people contributing has stagnated. It's too hard to work with.
I know when I've asked students to edit Wikipedia, they're oftentimes really confused and really frustrated by it.
Andrew Famigletti teaches at the University of Texas at Dallas. He says Wikipedia is building a new editing tool to make contributing easier.
They're trying to address the technical side of it by updating the wiki software to make it a more word processor-like experience to edit a wiki.
But that's just the technical challenge. There's an editorial challenge, too. There are a lot of squabbles among current editors over what should be included or what should be deleted on the site. Andrew Lee teaches at USC's Annenberg School of Communication and Journalism. He says the quality of the articles and the long-term health of the site is at stake.
You're already starting to see some very popular topics, things that you would think that Wikipedia would be the go-to place, having some problems. So to take something very much in pop culture, almost every teenager knows that Justin Bieber has a very famous girlfriend.
Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez. You will not find a single mention of her in his article because of the very high stringent standards for verifiability, and that it's actually very hard to find a New York Times or a Wall Street Journal or a USA Today article definitively saying Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez are boyfriend and girlfriend.
See, they just need to read Tiger Beat like my daughter, and then they'll be up on that.
Well, that's the strange thing, is that Wikipedia, when it was rising, was always the place to go to for things that you couldn't find in Britannica or in the World Book, you know, things that were recent, things that everyone knew about, and you wanted a definitive reference source for this. And now Wikipedia is starting to fail in some of these areas simply because it has a very high standard and it's harder for new people to edit Wikipedia.
Going forward, Famigletti says Wikipedia needs to pull off a tricky balancing act.
Probably the reason Wikipedia has decided to tackle the software side of the problem first is that it's the low-hanging fruit. The challenge of changing the editorial community, changing the way that people respond to new material posted by new users, changing the way that they relate to one another is going to be much harder because Wikipedia needs to find a way to make the community more friendly to new users without pushing away the experienced users who make up such an important part of their community.
Maybe you're working this week and there aren't a lot of other people in the office, so you have some downtime. Here's an option. You could fill it up with YouTube's new highly silly and kind of fun feature called Video Slam. It shows you two videos side by side and you vote for one. For instance, do you prefer the SpongeBob theme played backwards? Or evil storm cloud.
Eat my lightning, puny human.
Oh my god, it's one of those evil storm clouds.
What?
There are still a few bugs. For instance, I had to choose between cute kittens or a 9/11 conspiracy video. Kind of apples and oranges, you guys. And a quick tip, I clicked on view the winners and watched the top video, a kitten being tickled. But it's okay. I went right back to work after watching it 10 or 20 times. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuyForBusiness.com. And by Constant Contact, recognizing small businesses for their hard work and dedication during the holiday season and all year long. ConstantContact.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.